So just one ha'ara as it relates to today's daf, and that is, so the Gemara began with five members of Rabbi Yochanan. The fourth was the most famous. Rabbi Yochanan said, "May dechsev, what's pshat in the pasuk that says, aser to aser, it's a double lashon, why aser to aser? So Rabbi Yochanan teached, aser b'shvil shetis asher. What it means is, give meiser, because if you're going to give meiser, like this, you're going to become an oisher. Asher b'shvil shetis asher." Incidentally, Rabbeinu Chananel, on the side of the Gemara, has a different girsa in this Gemara. It's the same girsa, but he reads the words a little bit differently. Aser to aser, zok Rabbeinu Chananel, koloimar, aser k'dei sheyirbe kinyonecha. So like this, you'll have more nechasim, v'ta'aser oid pa'amim acherim. And then you'll be able to give more meiser. So the Velt says, it's pashat, that it's clear Rabbeinu Chananel didn't read the Gemara the way everybody reads the Gemara. Everyone reads the Gemara, aser to aser. What does it mean? Aser b'shvil shetis asher. It's clear Rabbeinu Chananel didn't learn the Gemara that way. The way Rabbeinu Chananel read it was aser to aser. The way he says it in the Torah. You don't have to switch the sin to a shin. Aser to aser. And the point he was saying was, give meiser, because in the schus of giving meiser, you're going to see, you're going to end up being able to give more meiser and more meiser. By giving a little bit of meiser, you'll be zoicha to end up giving a lot of bit of meiser. And it's not aser b'shvil shetis asher, but rather what Rabbi Yochanan was saying was, aser b'shvil shetis aser. The Ramban, in his Pirush al HaTorah, on the pasuk aser to aser, brings a medrash. The medrash says, aser k'dei sheloy tischaser. Different idea. Aser, give meiser. So like this, you're not going to lose your nechasim. And the Chasam Sofer, in Torah Smoishan, that pasuk in Parashas Re'eh says, aser b'shvil shetis aser. Svolt kevein ahava mina? Fakerkar? That aser kadesha loitis chaser? Why do you need a haftacha for that? So he says, because the pasuk says in Mishlei, birchas Hashem hi ta'asher velo yosef etzevimo. Sometimes there's an idea that ashiras can lead to atzvas. If a person loses his ashiras, mar b'nechasim mar b'daiga, like the Vilna Gaon says on that pasuk in Mishlei. So sometimes there's a concept that ashiras can actually cause a person to lose. The Chasam Sofer says, yesh loy moner, right, samasayim. So sometimes the more money a person makes, the more he feels like he's lacking. That's all included in the haftacha. Aser to aser, aser k'dei sheloy tischaser. So there's two ideas. Number one, there's the preservation. Aser k'dei sheloy tischaser. Das ist ein haftacha. And so that's zweite haftacha. Aser to aser, which is aser b'shvil shetis asher. So Tosfos right here takes up the whole daf tesam and aleph, brings the famous sifri. Although no one's been able to really find this sifri, but Tosfos brings this sifri that says, quote, aser to aser, it says in the Torah, kol tfua zarecha, hayoytze hasode shana shana. Says Tosfos, ain't liyelo tfua zarecha. Sounds like from the pasuk, you only have to give meiser for something that grows from your field. Ribbis, upragmatio, the chol shah revachim inayin. How do you know that you have to give meiser from ribbis and pragmatio? Any business that a person does, or different revachim, talmud loymer eskol. Davi motzel lemeimer es So Tosfos calls this a free that says that even though in the pasuk itself it sounds like the obligation to give meiser is only from what grows in the field, but at the same time, being that it says aser to aser eis kol tfuah zarecha, the word kol is extra and kol is lerabbis ribis. If a person loans money on interest, b'derech heter, he has to give meiser from any profit that he made. Upragmatyer, any geschäft that he has, the chol shah revachim, the rabbis, everything. That a person has to give meiser from any income, from any earnings that he has. And this Tosfos is the quoted makar to the concept of meiser k'safim. Now, not so long ago, we spoke out a whole raid by about the source and the obligation of meiser k'safim, the famous Bach, where the Bach says that there really is no chiyuv to give meiser k'safim. It's not a chiyuv d'oraisa. It's not even a chiyuv d'rabbanan. He says all it is a minig ba'alma. So we spoke about this already. The inkam mekayma. Of course, the kasha is this Tosfos right here, Rabbi Yaakov Emden, and one of his tshuvas says that Tosfos says isav is a free. There is no such sifri. So he says he thinks there was a Tosfos cipher in this Tosfos. So much raid on this tshuvas. Some of the earlier tshuvas, the Chavis Yar, the Pnei Yeshua, the Nishal David. V'chulu, so much raid on this, but that's not for now. But just two ha'aris. The first ha'aris is just posh it. What Tosfos is saying, this alleged sifri is saying, that a person has to give meiser, not only from eskol tfuah zarecha hayoytzei asad eshana shana, but from all revachim, a person should give meiser. The truth is, you find an idea in the Svarim of giving Meiser, not even from Revachim, but really from any bracha, any toiva that a person has. Just to give a few examples of this. Yaakov Avinu in Parashas Vayetze. So he's on his way to Beis Lavan. Where's he coming from? He's running away from Esav. He was in Yeshivas Shein Ve'ever. And he feels like his life is at risk. So he makes a deal with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vayider Yaakov Nedo Lemer. Mi'oli kemi modi ushmarani b'dar chazah shonichi hoylik v'nosik lechem lechol uveged lulbash. V'shafti b'sholom v'esav v'hoya Hashem li l'alikim. V'evin azoy sa shasamti matzei v'yiyya beis alikim v'choy lasher titen li. And Yaakov says, everything that you're going to give me, asera asera nolach. Anything you're going to give me, I'm going to give ma'aser. Anything you give me, I'm going to give ma'aser. The Moshe of Skeinim. That's from the Bali Toisvus. So there's the Das Skeinim Bali Toisvus, and there's the Moshe of Skeinim Bali Toisvus. So the Moshe of Skeinim and the Bali Toisvus on this pasuk, Aser Asren Ulach, says, quote, Elokach Amar Yaakov, Im Yeli Kimi Madi, Oz Etin Loi Meiser, Mikol Dover. He says, I'm going to give Meiser from everything. Afilu Me'atavshul Shehoya Oicho B'chol Yoim, Yite Mimenu Meiser. Literally, from my lunch, from my supper, from my breakfast. He's going to give meiser from everything. And then he says, he said, even from my children. Levi was the meiser. That's what the Meish of Skein and Bali Tosfos says. That Levi was dedicated 100% to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What was the inyan? It's because Yaakov made a neder. He had a deal. He had to keep his neder. He said, V'choil ha-shatitin li aser ha-srenuloch. V'choil. All of a sudden, he has a family. He has shifteka. So he had to give meiser from his shifteka. So he took one-tenth, and that was Levi, and Levi was his meiser. The Chidah says in one of his svarim that the Gemara in Masechtas Ksubas, Daf Nun Amud Aleph, learns from the double lashon aser asrenu lach that it means not just meiser, but it means chaimish. Aser asrenu lach, the double lashon, means meiser, nachamo meiser, then it means chaimish. This is the makar to chaimish, it's also the makar not to give more than a chaimish. Hamavazviz, al yavazviz, yoysimi chaimish. But there's an idea of giving chaimish, not just meiser, and it comes from Yaakov Avinu, aser asrenu lach. So the Chidah says in one of his svarim that the Bali Tosfos said that Levi was meiser. Chura, if there's an Indian of Chaimish, you would think Yaakov gave Chaimish. So where was the Chaimish? So the Chidah says the Chaimish was Yisachar. Yisachar also sits and learns Torah. Smach zvulim mitzay sechav Yisachar b'yolecha. And that's why it wasn't just Levi, it was also Yisachar. Levi is the Meiser, and Yisachar was the Chaimish. The Chidah, in his Maris Ha'ayin, it's one of the svarim that he wrote on Agadah to Gemara. The Pesach Inayim and the Maris Ayin. So Maris Ayin, so he says that we know there's many Gemaras, but the Gemara says that different Tanoim and Amiram, they would go learn for 12 years. Rabbi Akiva is the most famous. Tzvelef and Tzvelef. Rabbi Akiva learned 12 years, but it wasn't just Rabbi Akiva. This was a very, very normal thing, that you'd get married and then you'd go away, you'd go to yeshiva, you would learn for 12 years. So what was this concept of learning for 12 years? So he says, Yesh Leimar, because Yemesh Noisenu Vahem Shivim Shana. 70 years. Ben Eser, Mishnah Pirkei Avos. That means how much time does a person learn Torah Shabbat Peh? He learns Torah Shabbat Peh for 60 years. You start when you're 10, Ben Esel Mishnah, and you may Shnoi Seinu Behem Shivim Shana. They used to give up a chaimish of their life to learning Torah Shabbat Peh. So they would take 1/5 of 60, 70 minus 10 is 60, which is 12, and that's why they used to go learn for 12 years. But that was the concept. It's v'choyel asher titen li asner asrenu lach. Literally from everything that I have. This was Yaakov Avinu, but this was something that there was a Messiah for, that a person should give away meiser from every bracha that the Eibishter gives him. And l'katchila asra asrenu lach, you should give chaimish. And that's the origin, says the Chidah, for the 12 years. It's based on a chaimish of the 60 the years that are dedicated to Torah Shabbat Peh. There's a famous tshuva from Rav Moshe where somebody asked Rav Moshe about how much time should he give up from his time to learn with other people. Like, what's the cheshbon? So it's interesting, that tshuva from Rav Moshe, which is a whole shmooze for itself, he starts off quoting a Chassam Sofer. He brings that the Chassam Sofer says in his Torah Moshe, he brings a vart that when it comes to Dvarim Ruchniyim, so there's no Chayach HaKoydim. This is the Chassam Sofer that we speak about all the time. The steer in Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said, V'yafto reyecha k'maycha z'ayakal gal d'batayra. Rabbi Akiva said, V'chayochicha ima chayecha koydim. So Tosfos asks the kasha. It's a Tosfos akasha. Frey Tosfos, which one is it? Does Rabbi Akiva hold v'chay ochicha chayecha koydim? Or does Rabbi Akiva hold v'yafto reyecha k'maycha? You're the same. So the Chassam Sofer brings from his Rebbe Tafla, that Tafla used to say, it was margala b'pume, that when it comes to dvarim gashmiyim, when it comes to Dvarim Ruchniyim, then it's the ahavta l'reacha kamaicha, and that's what Rabbi Akiva meant when he said zek klal gadol batoira batoira daika. He meant all in yanu ruchniyim. Now this Chassam Sofer that Ramosha quotes, we know poshut from learning this together. This is not just one random Chassam Sofer. This is the Chassam Sofer in one line. This is what permeates and underpins so much of the Torah. But Ramosha brings it, and the Ramosha says that lahalacha, he doesn't agree with what the Chassam Sofer said. It's not true. There's no inyan of yahavta l'reacha kamaicha when it comes to dvarim ruchniyim. Of course, there's a chayacha kaidim, and a person doesn't have to put someone else's inyan ahead of his or even equal to his. Chayacha kaidim means even when it comes to dvarim ruchniyim. But then Ramosha said, but at the same time, my hergish is that there's inyan of meiser, and from meiser you see, what's the greatest gift that the Eibishter gives a person? You wake up in the morning and you get to live another day, and you have zman, you have time. The biggest gift that we have is zman. Right? That's what life is. Life is zman. Victor Bnei Soscha used to say that when a person wastes time, it's abizrayu de shvichas damim. Because what is life? Life is just it's the sum of all the time that we're given. So if a person wastes time, essentially he's mamish wasting life. It's abizrayu de shvichas damim. But the point is that if a person takes that great gift that he had, and he should b'chayre give some away. So what should he give? So Moshe said, it's mistap, give ma'aser. That's what Yaakov Avinu said. But that's this concept. The concept is, it's not just ma'aser k'sofim. It's ma'aser everything. It's v'chayl ha'shetitein li asa'aser. It's a paradigm shift in, as far as looking at it. We think of ma'aser in terms of income. It's a dollars and cents thing. It is. Of course it is. That's the ma'aser d'iraisa. It's t'fuas asada. And Chazal talk about ma'aser k'sofim. K'sofim means money. That's what the word means. But the truth is that if you look deeper in the svarim, it's v'chayl ha'shetitein li asa'aser olach. It's ma'aser from yizman. It's ma'aser from all the shefa that you have, whatever a person has, to be mindful of the fact that the Eibishter gives you something, and really, it's not just for yourself. There's an idea of sharing. Good, and halacha, meiser, chaymish, the Chassam Sofer would say that when it comes to dvarim ruchniyim, it's for yahavta l'reacha kamaicha, you're not even a balabas on your dvarim ruchniyim. But either way, this is the shmuz.